Okay, welcome everyone. So the weekly share from Maseches Megillah is dedicated by Gary and Toby Greenstein in memory of their dear son Yomi Yosef Menachem Zichrono Livracha Ben Gershom, who grew up here in the YIPC. And our weekly breakfast is sponsored by Pagel Munch, Le'ili Nishmas, Shimon Ben Ze'ev, and Fega Bas Chaim. Okay, we find ourselves in Maseches Megillah on the very bottom of Daf Tesvav Amud Beis. The very bottom of Das Tesvav Amud Beis. And we're going to go back and forth with some of the psukim in terms of some of the different insights of Maseches Megillah. Today's Daf has many of the Gemaras that you are going to be familiar with in terms of different interpretations of the Megillah that are pretty well known. Different Chazals that are pretty well known. So okay, so the Megillah says, "Vayimatzei kasuv asher higid Mordechai al bigsana vaseres shnei sirisei amelech mishomrei asav shabikshu lishloach yad b'melech achashverosh," that they found it written that Mordechai had told on bigsan and seresh and saved the king's life, right? And this, of course, is what Achashverosh is going to discover on that fateful night, and that will result in the whole turning point of the entire story. So says the Gemara, "V'yimatzei kasuv, kasav mi boyele." Why does it say kasuv? It should say kasav, that it was written. So why with this extra emphasis? Rashi says, "Mashma shahaya kasuv mechadash." Kasuv is more of a lashon that it's being written now. It's being written. What do you mean it's being written? It was written. Kasav mashma mikara. The word kasav implies that it happened before. So what's the reason? So says the Gemara, the very top of Tesayin Amud Aleph, Melamein Sheshamishe Mochek VeGavriel Kosev, that Shimshi, who was the scribe of the king, who was a Sonei Yisrael, he hated the Jewish people. So what did he do? He tried to erase from the annals of Persian history this incident that occurred with Mordechai and Bigson and Seresh. But every time he tried to erase it, the Malach Gavriel would come along and he would rewrite it miraculously. So that's why it says Kosev. It's being written, because it's literally being written right now. So Amar Ravasi says, Ravasi, Dorash Rav Shila Ish Kfar Tamrosa. We have this drasha from Rav Shila, a man from the village of Tamrosa. We see that when something is scribed here in this world, in a normal book in this world that is of benefit to the Jewish people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow it to be erased. So how much more so, if we have something that has been decreed up in heaven, that is for the schus of Klal Yisrael, how much more so HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let it be erased. So that should be a mandate for all of us to live our lives properly in our Avodas Hashem, because when things are decreed that will positively respond to that type of behavior, we know that those will be acted upon and we will be the beneficiaries of that type of Hashkochas Hashem. Lo na'aseh imo davar. So what does the Pasuk say? Vayomer ha-melech So the king says, what do we do that's beautiful and great for what Mordechai did? So the Nare HaMelech, what did we do for them? Like, well, how did we reward Mordechai? So Vayomru Nare HaMelech, I'm just reading the Pasuk outside of the Gemara. So the Nare HaMelech, the lads of the king, Misharsav, who were his servants, Lo Na'aseh Imo Davar, they say, we didn't do anything. So says the Gemara, Lo Na'aseh Imo Davar, Amar Rava. Why did they say this? Lo mimneisha oavin es Mordechai. They didn't do this because they were such good friends of Mordechai. Elo mimneisha sonim es Haman. They did it because they hated Haman. So hachin lo, so says the pasuk, that the king says, right? And so he's trying to sleep, and he hears somebody in the chatzer. So what does the king say? Vayomer ha-melech, mi bechatzer? Who's in the chatzer? So Vahaman ba lachatzer beis hamelech achitzona leimor lamelech litlosis Mordechai ala eitz asher hechin lo. Haman comes in from the chatzer and he wants to tell the king how he's building these gallows and he's preparing them asher hechin lo, which he prepared for him. So says the Gemara, hechin lo tana, we learned lo hechin, that actually Haman thought, see, the word lo is kind of extra, because it could have just said, litlosis Mordechai al ha'etz, right? That he wants to hang Mordechai on the tree. What do you mean, asher hechin lo, that he prepared for him? He already said what it's for. So the Gemara's drasha is, Tana comes to tell you that he had this premonition, a Haman, that, you know, it was a Freudian slip, that he's building these gallows for Mordechai, but little does he know, he's literally building the very gallows that are going to ultimately hang him. That's a very fundamental part of the story of Purim.
Vayechin lo means for himself.
Exactly. Vayechin lo means for himself. The whole story of Purim is about the element of Ashkachas Hashem, that God's will is hidden and embedded, but concealed in the course of normative events of Jewish history. That's the whole story of Purim. That the name of Hashem doesn't appear in Megillas Esther. The name of Hashem doesn't appear in Megillas Esther because just like one could read Megillas Esther without the name of Hashem, one could read contemporary modern history without the name of Hashem. One could read the history of the State of Israel without the name of Hashem. It's up to us to recognize that in certain places where it looks like one thing is happening, in actuality, another thing is happening. That's easy to see in retrospect. It's harder to live in the moment. But that's the lesson of Megillas Esther. The lesson of Megillas Esther is that we all lead lives of Esther. Lives that feel sometimes challenging and tragic and complicated. But within that Esther, within that hidden, that's what the word Esther means, hidden in that reality are really the actual seeds of redemption. It's not that, and this is such an important point, it's not that bad things happen and then Hashem comes and rescues us at the end. Everything that happens up until that is all part of that plan. It's all part of the, so that's what it means, lo hechin. That's why it's such an important, it's not just a cute thing that, oh, he was doing the thing and he didn't realize that, you know, it's really for him, haha. You know, no, that's part of the emuna that we're supposed to walk away from Megillas Esther with. V'asachin le'mordechai. So the pasuk then says, "Vayomer Amelech." So he's making this for Mordechai. Amar le, Manu Mordechai, which Mordechai? Amar le haYehudi, Mordechai the Jew. So Amar le Tuva Mordechai kabiyudai. So Haman says to him, "There are many Mordechais in the Jewish people. Mordechai, it's like saying I want Chaim Cohn. You know, I don't know." So Amar le, he says to him, "Ayoshe b'Shar Amelech. You know the one who sits at the Shar Amelech." So Haman realizes that, oh, that Mordechai. So Amar Lei, right? Amar Lei, Sagi Lei Bechad Disikrasa Inami Bechad Nara. Yeah, that Mordechai, he doesn't need a whole royal banquet. He would be fine. Give him a village or give him a river, Rashi says, to collect taxes from. Yeah, give him a little piece of the kingdom. He'll be fine. So Amar Lei says, Achashverosh, Hanami Avlei. Oh, that's a great idea. We'll also give him that. Right? So Al Tipol Davar Mikol Asher Dibarta. Don't drop anything from everything you're saying. Vayikach Haman es alavush v'es asus. So Haman now takes the clothing and the horse. Azel Ashkechei de Yasvei Rabbanon Kamei. So what happens? He goes to find Mordechai, and he sees Mordechai is sitting with the rabbi, with other rabbis. Umachvi lahu hilchos kemitza l'rabbanon, and he's teaching them the laws of kemitza. What's the laws of kemitza? When you bring a karban mincha, right? A karban mincha is brought with flour. So you bring a karban mincha, you make it into dough, and how do you take the amount of dough that you're gonna use for the karban mincha? You stick your hand in the dough, you take out a bunch, you rub it off with your pinky and your thumb. That's the laws of kemitza. Kevin de chazye, so when Mordechai saw, chazye Mordechai da'apik l'kable v'suse miyachid biyodei, so he sees this Haman, his nemesis, coming towards him, and he's got the king's horse. He figured it's all over. Mirseis, he became very afraid. So Amalu the Rabban, he says to the rabbis, Hayri shar l'mikatl nafshi kasi, this Russia is coming to kill me. Zil mekame delisachbo begachaloso. Go, get up, run away, so you don't get caught up in his coal, meaning in his, you know, in his fire. Bahi shata. At that time, nisatif Mordechai. Mordechai wrapped himself. The kamle litzelusa, and he got up and he started davening. So also Haman shows up. The yosiblu kamayu v'orechsi. He sits before him and he waits. Ad the salik Mordechai litzelusa. until Mordechai finishes davening, right? He has to wait a little bit. Mordechai probably said tachanun that day, right? Amar lohu b'mayas askiso. While he's waiting, he says to the rabbis, what are you guys learning? So Amrule, they said to him, Bizmach, Beis HaMikdash Kayam, and the time the Beis HaMikdash was around, Mandamin and Daiv Mincha Maisi Moli Kumtse Tisulsa Umischapir. Somebody who committed to give a carbon mincha would take this kmitza, would take this little piece of dough, and Umischapir lay, and he would have kapara from the carbon. So Amr Lahu, Salman says to him, them, Hasa mali kumsa kimcha didchu, your little kmitza of flour from this carbon mincha came vidachi and was and pushed aside asara alfi kikari kaspa didi, the 10,000 pieces of silver of me. In other words, your schusim, you know, are starting to, you know, that's Gosh, sort of Haman's right revelation that he's here to actually be mechabed Mordechai, and the tide is about to turn. So Amar Lei, so Mordechai says to him, Rasha, you Rasha, Eved Shekana Nechasim, Eved Lami, Venechasim Lami. You know, you're going to end up belonging to us. You know, you don't have any silver. You don't have any Nechasim. You don't have any that you spent money. So Amar Lei, so Haman says to Mordechai, Kum Levush, get up and put on Hani Ma'ani, these clothes, the Rachov Haisusya, and ride this horse. The boy lecha malka that the king has asked you to ride. So Amar Lei says to him, Lo yachilna, I can't ride it yet. I can't do this. Ad ayil levebina, bunny. Sorry, until I go to the bathhouse and wash myself. He's been in mourning. He's been sackcloth. Va'ashka lemazia, and I need a haircut. So the lav orachar leshnushimani de malka. You can't wear the king's clothing and ride his horse dressed like the way I'm dressed, the way I look. Shadra Esther Vasterinu Likulu Bebani. So Esther went ahead and she gave an order that all the bathhouses attendants were off, they were closed. Likuli Umni and all of the barbers. Ilo Il Bebani. So now Haman had to take him to the bathhouse himself, right? Haman had to take him to the bathhouse himself. It's, Rashi says that this this whole thing is occurring on what do you call it? On the second day of Pesach. Rashi says the whole thing occurs. So there's a whole discussion how Mordechai is allowed to take a shower and get a haircut and what he's allowed to do and not do. So the post can talk about. So the shower is a little less of an issue.
Yeah, but if it was second day, he wouldn't have been doing the flour and water and kmitza. He wouldn't have.
No, he wasn't doing the mincha. They were learning about the mincha.
He was showing them, right?
Yeah. The question is, did he actually use dough to show them? Maybe it was like a YBH seventh grade like Mishkan project, and they were like building things. You know, my son was once he had to build a shulchan, and there was a kid in YBH that year from Israel. They must have been like 7 years old. So I go downstairs and this kid shows up with like razors and glue guns and hammers and nails and, you know, because like kids in Israel, like they're like totally, you know, fearless, right? You know, like,
no.
I'm like, what are you?
Kids.
Right.
Kids.
So and some say that maybe the haircut was okay because he didn't really do anything. He was just passive and it was to the king. All right. Then he went and got scissors from his house. And Haman gave him a haircut. While he was giving him the haircut, right? While he was giving him the haircut, he was kvetching and moaning. Haman. Oy, no. Look at what's been. Amar Lei. So Mordechai says to him, why are you moaning? I'm in charge of the nobility of the king, and here I am giving you a bath and being reduced to a barber. So Amar Lei says to him, Rasha, the lav safar shel kvar kartzu mois. Weren't you actually, before you became this big scary Haman, weren't you actually a barber? So Tana, as we know, we learn Haman Sabashal Kvar Kartzum. Haman was the barber of Kartzum, Haya Esrim Bishtayim Shana, for 22 years. Basar d'shaklinu lemazyeh levishnu lemaneh. So then he took him to put on the clothing. So Amar Lei, so Haman says to Mordechai, Sak berachav, get up and onto the horse. So Amar Lei says to him, Lo yachilna, I can't get on this horse. Dichachisha chilai, I'm not feeling well, I'm weak, my health is weak. Mimei tanisa, from all my days of fasting. So Gachin v'salik, so he bent down and he got up,
over him.
Right? So Kisalik, when he stepped up on him, Baidbei. Mordechai gave him a little zets, right? A little for the Jewish people over there. So Amar Lei, so Haman says to him, Lo ksiv, does it not say, Lechul binfoi vechal tismach? Does it not say in your Tanakh that you're not supposed to rejoice at the fall of your enemies? So Amar Lei, so Mordechai says to him, Hani mili bi Yisrael. That's talking about enemies
strong.
That are Jewish people.
Mm.
About, right, if a Jew is your enemy and he ends up losing, you shouldn't rejoice. About bididchu, but with regards to you, ksiv ba'ata al masenu tidroch, on your high places we should trample. So this is a big discussion, this concept of b'mfoei vechal tismach. It's actually a big discussion exactly what it applies to and what it doesn't apply to. And there are, I don't want to say conflicting, but there are, you know, different messages that we see throughout our tradition. You know, on one hand, we have this week's parsha. You know, on Kriyas Yamsuf, Masa Yodai Tovim Beyam Ba'atam Omrim Shira. You should say Shira when my creations are falling in the sea. So, you know, when do we and when don't we? So, and that refers to, obviously, non-Jews. Also, that refers to enemies of the Jewish people. So, you know, when do we and when don't we? We have a statement, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Ophia. The whole Avarachamim asks Kadosh Baruch Hu to take revenge, right? On so when do we want revenge? When do we not want revenge? So the basic chiluk is there's a difference between us taking revenge and a Kadosh Baruch Hu taking revenge. When a human being, you see, there's a certain God rules the world with a certain degree of hashkacha, certain degree of providence, and God ensures that at the end of the day, there is a calibration or there is a resolution of what takes place. So if somebody does something terrible, something will happen. Whether it happens then, whether it happens generations later, how it happens, what it happens. So to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take revenge on enemies is appropriate. Because the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so is by taking the entire picture into account. And so therefore, it's completely appropriate that evil should be met with consequences. When human beings take matters into their own hands, we're not talking about justice, we're talking about revenge, right? Like Palestinians kill Jews, kill innocent Jews, so we go kill innocent Palestinians, right? Not people who are killing Jews, right? You're allowed to kill people who are dangerous, but people who had nothing to do with this, right? A grandmother driving her car down the road. So you can argue that, you know, maybe everybody's a problem or whatever, but assuming that that's a little extreme. So, you know, and of the billion Muslims in the world, they're not all out to kill every Jew. So, you know, or are we permitted to go ahead and throw a rock at their car and murder someone? So we're obviously not, because we don't get to take justice into our own hands by settling a score. Or all we're doing when we do that is contributing additional violence into the dynamic of the world. We do not know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon, you know, on what gets paid for what and how things get resolved. So to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Ophia, look what some of these people do to our nation. You should take revenge on them. You should hurt them. That's an appropriate thing to say. Because you're asking for justice. You're asking for Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring resolution in his providence in the world. But for us to go ahead and empower ourselves to do such a thing, that's much more, that's highly questionable. Not to mention the fact that we have to be concerned about, right, it's the famous Rashi by Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov Avinu vayetzerlo. He was worried twice. Rashi says, Shema, that Esav will kill him, and Shema Yahareges Acherim. Maybe he'll have to kill Esav. So the Mefarshim ask, he's not going to kill Esav proactively. He's only going to kill Esav in self-defense. So what are you asking for not to kill in self-defense? You're allowed to kill in self-defense. But Yaakov understood that violence, even if it is deserved, it changes a person. It changes a person. Desensitizes a person to the value of life. It does change a person. Sometimes it's a necessary thing that has to be done, but it does erode a person's larger, you know, conception and feeling and sense of, and we have examples of that in halacha, that even when someone's not necessarily responsible for what they're doing, like they killed b'shogeg, there are consequences because we have to preserve the value of life, right? Golda Meir's famous line that I could forgive the Arabs for killing our boys, but I cannot forgive the Arabs for making our boys into killers. So she wasn't indicting the soldiers. She wasn't saying they're terrible people. She thinks they're the greatest of the great. What she's saying is, Nebuch, that our kids have to have this as part of their experience, that we blame on you too. That, you know, that's a terrible thing. The Meshech Chachma writes, this is why there isn't a special yontif for Kriyas Yamsuf, right? Kriyas Yamsuf gets like the seventh day of Pesach. Seventh day of Pesach, you're basically, you know, halfway out the door, right? You're already like, seventh day of Pesach, you're already, you know, joining the raffle for the Tanur Rishon after the, you know, the first pizza that's going to come after the, you know what I mean? Like, seventh day of Pesach, even the tea room in the seventh day of Pesach, it's not being restocked with the same degree of passion and enthusiasm. And, you know, if the sushi guy was there 8 hours a day, on the sixth day, by the seventh day already, Kriyas Yamsuf, he's there in the morning and he's there in the evening, but there's 3 hours in the afternoon, we can't really find him, you know, and then the slushies are not being refilled with the same gusto. It's a different seventh day Pesach, it's just a different experience. Nebuch. So says the Meshech Chachma, because it's a day where we celebrate, and he says that's not what we do. And he brings Purim as an example. He says Purim is celebrated by Yom Asher Nachu Bo HaYehudim. It's not celebrated on the day where they did the killing. It's celebrated on the day where they stopped from doing the killing. And that's what we do. That's why Hanukkah is, we celebrate the menorah and not the war. This is what we do. We don't celebrate killing, and we celebrate something positive, right? Mm-hmm. That's the big kasha in Yom HaTzmut. Yom HaTzmut. The big kashan Yom HaTzmut is, Hey Iyar is a terrible day to pick. Hey Iyar was the beginning of the war. Hey Iyar was the beginning of disaster, right? How many yortzeits there are for Hey Iyar and Vav Iyar and Zion Iyar? Like what are you celebrating? We don't celebrate the end of a war. We don't celebrate, you know, when everybody's dead, you know? Celebrate something positive. We celebrate our ambitions to create a state. So, Vayikra Lefanav. So what happens? And he called before him, Kocha Yaseh La'ish Asher HaMelech HaFetz Bikaro. Such should be done to the man who the king wishes to honor. I'll tell you that when I used to run NCSY, many, many years ago, we used to run a program for, this is probably goes back like 13, 14 years ago, we used to run a program for kids from no background on Purim night. We used to I didn't even rent it out. He gave it to us for free because he had no business because it was Tanis Esther. We used to go to Noah's Ark, take over the whole restaurant, and have a Megillah reading for kids with no background. So one of the goals was to make the Megillah interesting for kids who can't follow the Megillah. They don't know Hebrew. So we had a kosher Megillah reading. So a guy was reading the Megillah, but we had on the screen, like a hip-hop version translation of the Megillah. It was really funny. And then every once in a while, I wanted to do skits in the middle. Spoke it over with a posek. He wasn't comfortable with that, but he said we could show videos. As long as, and we'll learn this in the next paragraph, as long as the total amount of videos didn't exceed the amount of time it takes to read the Megillah. All right. So we went out and made these videos. So myself and Yaakov Green, who's now a principal in St. Louis, we went to Central Park. And we booked an hour on the horse and buggies, you know, that the couples go in. Mm-hmm. And one of us dressed up as Mordechai, and I dressed up as Haman. And I led this horse through Central Park, screaming on video, "Thus shall be done to the man whom the king wishes to honor," like all through Central Park. I have a video of this. And got a lot of looks, but... But Baruch Hashem, for Kira will do anything. So, somewhere I have those videos. Ki haba nakit. So what happens? Va'azo b'shvila d'vei Haman. So when he went down the actual road of Haman himself, chazise barse dekaima a'igra. His daughter was watching, and she was standing on the roof. Savra, she thought, Hai de Rachiv, the one who's riding Avua, is her father, but Hai de Maski, and the one who's leading Kameh beforehand, is Mordechai. So, Shakla Atzitza de Beis Akise. So, when the nursery schools teach this, they sanitize it a little bit, right? It wasn't garbage. It was the pail they used for the toilet, right? It's the container in the RV. Vishadise Aresha. I'm holding. We're planning an RV trip, so I'm holding. Right? Vishadise Aresha Davua, and she poured it on what turned out to be the head of her father. Daliene, and so her father, after having all this stuff on his head, he looks up. Vichazos Davua, and she sees that it's her father. So Nafla Meigra La Aro Mesa. She falls off the roof in shock, and she dies. And that's what it says. Vayoshav Mordechai el Shara Melech. That after this whole experience happened, that Mordechai returns to the Shara Melech. And what happens? Haman nidchaf el beiso avel v'chafui rosh. Haman returns to his house, a avel and chafui rosh. So the pshat is avel. He returns depressed because he had to lead around Mordechai. But Amarav Sheshes Sheshav l'sakol etaniso. That Mordechai returns to his fasting and his tfilos and his sackcloth. The Haman nidchaf el beiso, and Haman returns to his bayis avel v'chafui rosh, as a avel and his head full of garbage. Aval al avel al bito, he was an avel on his daughter v'chafui rosh asheirelo, and his head was covered on what was poured on him. Vayisaper Haman lezeresh ishto l'chol avav. So Haman then tells Zeresh his wife and all of his loved ones, as Kasha Karo, everything that happened to him, by Yomru Lo Chachmav, and they Vizeresh Ishto, and then it calls them Chachmav. All these wise people. Karele Oavav, Karele Chachmav. One of the things I hope we see by when we do these Agaritas is very often the Gemara's interpretation is on the part of the Pasuk that's not quoted in the Gemara. That's happened now three times on this Daf, right? And that's why it's so important to look up the psukim, because you will not understand the Gemara without looking up the psukim. So we're fortunate that this new edition of Shas has not just the reference, but the full pasuk on the side of the Gemara. So it's good to have that Gemara, because then you could follow along with the psukim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Amar Davar, Chachma Afil B'Umas Olam Nikra Chacham. Anybody who says something that is wise, even from the Umas HaOlam, is also called a Chacham. Right? Don't think that only Jews have Chachma. Chachma could come from other places as well. Im Mizera Yehudim. So then the Pasuk says, Im Mizera Yehudim Mordechai Shechilos Limpo Lefanav Lo Sucha Lo Kin Lofo Tipo Lefanav. So then they basically tell all these Chachamim, tell Haman that if he's from the Zera of Yehudim, he's a Jew, you're not going to win. You're going to lose this. So Amru Lei, Imishar Shvatim, what were they saying? If he's from all the other Shvatim, Kasi Yecholoslei, maybe you could beat him. Imishavet Yehuda, Binyamin Ephraim, and Menashe, if he's from Yehuda, Binyamin Ephraim, and Menashe, Lo Yechal Tele, you won't beat him. Yehuda, because it says, Dechsiv Yodcha, Be'erep Ayvecha, Incha, and the rest, Dechsiv Behu, because it says, Lifnei Ephraim, and Binyamin Menashe, Oros Kibur Secha, your strength is grown. Kinafol Tipo Lifanov, because you will surely fall before him. Darash Rav Yehuda bar Iloi, shtei nefilos alalu. Lama, what's the nafol tipol? What's the two nefilos? Amrulo, umazu. So he says, this nation, meshula le'afar, meshula le'kochavim, we're compared to the dust, and we're compared to the kochavim. Geshehen yardim, yardim ad le'afar. When we fall very, very far. Geshehen olin, and when we rise, olin ad le'kochavim. There's a certain polarity to the Jewish story, to the Jewish people. The Maral makes this point on the Kina of Tisha B'Av, a Bitseisi Mimitzrayim, Bitseisi Mirushalayim. That Jewish history is in a constant vacillation between Bitseisi Mimitzrayim, the greatest of the great, the greatest night of redemption in the world, and Bitseisi Mirushalayim, the lowest of the low, the most greatest challenges. V'sarisei ha-melech higiyu. So then what happens? The sarisei ha-melech, while they're talking to him, while he's having this conversation, while Haman's having this consultation, so the sarisei ha-melech, the people of the king, show up, and vayavhilu lahavias Haman, they come to bring Haman to the party. So he uses this word, vayavhilu. So melamed shebiyu bebahala. It was like in a lot of confusion. So what happens? Now Esther is sitting at the party, and she's making her case, right? Kinim karnu ani v'ami, right? My nation has been sold, lahashvin la'arug la'abein, to be destroyed, and if it would just have been avadim and shvachos, I would have been quiet. Ki ein atzar shova minezek ha-melech. Why? Why would I have been quiet? Because if we just sold as slaves, then at least the king would have benefited from this horrible act of anti-Semitism. But because we're just going to be destroyed, so this is not going to help the kingdom. So it's going to hurt the kingdom. Less taxes. So ki ein atzar shova minezek ha-melech amra lo, tzar ze eino shova minezek shal-melech. This tzar, this enemy doesn't care about the king. Ikni bo v'vashti v'kodlo. He was jealous of Vashti's power and had her killed. And that's the whole discussion we had in the daf before, that Memuchan, right, who concocted this great idea to kill Vashti. Maybe that was Haman also, right? Which accounts for some of the false starts of the booing, right, at that point in the Megillah, right? Which all familiar with. Ikni b'didi, and he's jealous of me, m'vayi l'mikli, he wants to kill me. So v'yomer ha-melech ha-chashveirosh, v'yomer li Esther ha-malkah. So it says, Achashverosh said, and he said to Esther Amalka, Mi uzebi ezehu asher melo libo lasos kain. Who's this that wants to do this? Vayomer vayomer lomali. What's the two vayomers? Amar Rabbi Yavahu bitchila yidei Torgamon. First, he used to talk to her through a interpreter. Came into Amarle when she told him, Midebei shol kasina, I actually am from royalty. I'm not some poor girl from, you know, that came and got put into this position. Miyad v'yomer l'Esther Amalkas. Then Achashverosh talked to her directly. V'atomer Esther each tzar v'yev Haman arazeh. So then she says, it's this evil man Haman. Amar Rabbi Elazar milamin choysa mach v'klape Achashverosh. So when she said ish tzar v'yev, right? So initially she was actually about to point to Achashverosh. Because at the end of the day, who signed off on this decree? Achashverosh. And who was the most personal, assaultive character in the Megillah to Esther in her own life? Achashverosh. So whether it was subconscious, or whether it was just her trauma, or whatever it was, she starts to point to Achashverosh. Uvamalach v'sater yada klapi Haman, and here comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu again, and points her finger to Haman to orchestrate the downfall. V'amelech kam b'chamaso, and the king got up in his anger. V'amelech shav miginas abisan. So what happens? The Melech gets up in his anger, and he goes to the gardens, and Haman stands and begins to plead for his life with Esther. Mak yeshiva l'kima, so Bamelech shav miginas ha-melech, it comes to compare the return to the getting up. Makima b'chema, just like he got up in anger, avshiva b'chema, he came back in anger. Why? Why didn't the garden calm him down? The azav yashach l'malchei ha-shareis te'inu leki gavrei, because he got to the garden, and there were angels that were disguised as people, and what were they doing? Because akrili lane divustani, they were being ochre, they were knocking down the beautiful trees in the garden. Va'amr lehu mayuv dachayu. So they said to him, he said to them, what are you doing? So amrule, what do you mean? The pikdinon Haman. Haman authorized this. So asa lebeise, he came to his house. So Achashverosh was furious. Then he comes back to his house, for Haman no fail alamita. And Haman was falling on the bed, on the couch where Esther was. No fail, no fail, mi boile. It should say, no fail, he fell. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, milamit shuba malach vipilu alea. The malach came and gave him a little push, right? Amar vaimi basi vaimi avra. So Achashverosh says, whoa, it's in my house, it's outside my house. Vayomar amelech, agam lichbosh samalka imi babayis. You coming to, you know, assault the queen with me in the house. So then what happens? Chavorna pipes up. Vayomar Chavorna, right? And in the Purim story tape, this comes with great music, right? Everybody holding the Purim story tape? Comes with da 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 da, right? Very important. It's like that real deep joking voice. The Purim story is mamish. That tape is straight out of this daf of Maseches Megillah. V'yomer Charvarna, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Av Charvarna Rasha, but also Eitz Zahaya. Don't think Charvarna was such a good guy because he's the one that said to the king, "Hey, you know, by the way, there's a gallows outside. Maybe we should make use of that, right?" Kevin Shirosh on this time Eitz Asom Yad Baruch Ma. So what happened when Charvarna, he was really on the side of Haman. But when he saw that Haman was losing, what does he do? He switched sides, right? So Charvarna is a fair weather friend, right? You know, so that's why he said, "V'hainu dichsev ayishlach olav v'lo yachmal miyado b'ruach yivrach v'chamas ha-melech shachacha." And the chamas of the melech, the anger of the king, began, and that's a pasuk in Eov that says that, you know, that when somebody is, that part of tragedy is when somebody's friends also don't stick with them, don't align with them. So then the anger of the king was shachacha, was calmed down. Shtei shechichos halalu, right? There were two things. The shachacha, could have said shacha. So lama, what are the two? What two calmings? Achas shamachos ha'olam, one is Hashem, achas shachashverosh. The army law, some say, no, Achashal Esther, one was of Esther, Achashal Vashti, one was of Vashti. In other words, he was, you know, the consuming, lasting anger of Vashti, finally he was able to resolve it by taking action against an individual who he felt was responsible for all of this. Okay, now you'll see we jump to a completely different part of Tanakh. Bereshis Perak Mem He, Yosef Atzadik, is sitting there with the brothers, and he has revealed himself to them as Yosef, and he's sending them to go back to their father to get him to live with the news. So Lechulam Nasan Leish Chalifo Simlos, he gives all of them, I guess, clothing. LeBinyamin Nasan Chamesh Chalifos, and to Binyamin he gives five. So the Gemara says, that seems like a terrible idea. Efshar Dabar Shenit Starba, also Tzadik, is it possible that the very, very thing that became the bane of Yosef's existence, which was favoritism, Yechashel Bo, he himself was Nichshalin? The Amar Rav Bar Mechasi, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, that this person said, Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Slaim, Milas, for the weight of two slime of string, of thread, Shehosef Yaakov LeYosef, that Yaakov Aaron to Yosef, meaning the coat, Mishar Achiv, from the rest of his brothers, Nizgalio Adavar, everything, the catastrophe unfolded, V'yardu Avosenu LeMitzrayim, that's how we got down to Mitzrayim. So here you're Yosef, finally standing in front of your brothers, the family is reunited, and the first thing you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and favor Binyamin. So Amar Rav Binyamin Bar Yefes, so Rav Binyamin, the son of Yefes, interesting name, right? I actually met someone named Yefet. Where did I meet Yefet? This past summer, we went to a Shomroni village, and we met the Kohen Gadol of the Shomronim, and his name is Yefet. I have a picture of him. I have a picture I took with him. It was very interesting until I saw a picture of him and Yasser Arafat sitting on his desk. I'm not sure what that's about. But anyway, he's the Kohen Gadol of the Shomronim, Yefet. Chaim Glasser does a great imitation. Remez Ramazlo she'asid, ask it. Remez Ramazlo she'asid ben latseis mimenu. So he says that the five clothings he gave to Binyamin, it wasn't favoritism. It was a remez for something that was going to come out of him. Sheyatzam lifnei amelech b'chamisha levushei malchus. That Mordechai, who's going to be a descendant of Binyamin, ish yemini, right? So he would come out. What do we say? Mordechai yatzam b'levush malchus. Techeles chur aterezov gedola tachrich butz ve'argamon, right? All of those. So that's the remez. Vayipol al tzavare Binyamin achiv. When Yosef and Binyamin finally meet up, says that he fell on Binyamin's necks. Kamat Savarin Rabbi Binyamin. How many necks did Binyamin have? So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Bachal Shnei Mikdashim Shasinim Liyos Bechalko Shal Binyamin Masin Lecharev. He was crying for the two Beis Hamikdashes that would ultimately be in the portion of Binyamin that would be destroyed. Ubinyamin bacha atzavarav, and Binyamin, the pasuk says, vayipal atzavari Binyamin echa, vayevk ubinyamin bacha atzavarav. Binyamin only cried on Yosef's one neck. What neck did Yosef have? Bacha mishkan shilo, she'asin lios b'chelko shel Yosef. Because he cried on the about the mishkan of Shilo, which stood for a long time, in the chelik of Yosef. The chelik of Yosef. That's where Shilo is. The asin b'chariv, and it was going to be destroyed. V'inei einechem ros, v'inei achi Binyamin. So when Yosef is so now Yosef is saying, "Nei nechem rose to any achi Binyamin kipia medaber aleichem." See that I'm Yosef. This is part of the revelation. See that I'm Yosef, and see that Binyamin sees it also. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lem, she was trying to tell them, "Kishem she'ein b'libia Binyamin achi," just like I have no tainas on Binyamin shloim mechira charasi, that he wasn't involved in my mechira. There was no Binyamin. He wasn't involved in the mechira at all. Kach ein b'libi aleichem, so too I don't hold you responsible. Kipi amedaber aleichem, kipi ben libi, because how I speak is how I feel. In other words, you're forgiven. This is the way it was meant to be. Ula aviv, and to his father, sholach kazos asara chamorim, he sent these 10 donkeys, nosim mituv mitzrayim, that had the best of Egypt. What was the best of Egypt? Cotton? Egyptian cotton? No. Mai mituv mitzrayim, amra binyamin bar yefes, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Shalach lo yayin yashon, aged wine. Shadaz zekeinim nochi imenu. You want to really get somebody back on your side? What do? You send them a bottle of
wine,
aged wine or scotch, right? Aged wine. All of my wine is aged because I don't drink it. So, but I don't think they mean like Plum Royale. What?
If the wine's ready in a bottle, it does not age.
Oh, a winemaker. It ages where?
In the vats,
in the barrel. Yeah. So you're saying the wine that's in my cabinet is not aging?
Correct.
Only
could
I'm aging.
Could be going sour.
I'm aging. Could be going sour. Yeah. Vinegary. Okay, very good. All right, well, we're looking forward to hosting everyone for the Oneg in a few weeks. Vayelchu gam achiv, vayiplu lefanav. So they fall before him. Amar Rabbi Yoyim bar Yavas, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Hainu da Amri Inchi. That's what people say. So this is at the end now. This pasuk is already by the end of Bereishis in Perek Nun, right? Where Yaakov dies, and they're all getting a little nervous, right? Vayechi, right. Da'amri inshi tale beidina sagidle. When the fox is up, you bow down to him. In other words, the fox is the, relative to the lion, is the small animal, but sometimes he wins the fox. When the fox wins, you want to give the fox some covet. My bitziyorasim me'achve. So Yosef's not the fox in this story. Yosef's the head of all Mitzrayim. This is what it means. Yishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Amita, that even Yaakov was willing to bow down by Rosh Amita and Perak Mem Zayin. On Rabbi Yom Bar Yafa, some Rabbi Lazar, Talibin is Sagid Levi, because even though Yosef was lower relative to him because of everything that had gone on. Vayinochem Osam, Vayidaber Alibam. Amar Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yafa, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Milamed, this teaches us, Sha'amar Lam Dvarim Shemiskablin Al Alev. He tried to tell them things that would penetrate their heart, to try to help them forgive themselves. Uma Asara Neros Lo Yachlu L'Chabos Nerechad. Just like 10 candles, the 10 Shvatim who tried to kill Yosef couldn't extinguish one. Nerechad, Hech Yachlu L'Chabos Asara Neros. You think one candle is going to extinguish 10? We're moving forward. We're moving forward. Yosef forgave the brothers, and they move forward. But we know, Medrash says, that that's our Rugi Malchus. It's really about the Mechiras Yosef. Say it in Davening.
Right.
What's that about? Kadosh Baruch Hu works out the world. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Cheshvin. La'yudim ha'isa'ora v'simcha v'sasan v'ikar. Right? That's the Pasuk. La'yudim ha'isa'ora v'simcha v'sasan v'ikar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ora, what does Ora refer to? Zu Torah. Torah is illuminating. V'cheinu Omer, Sasa, Nochi, Amar, Asecha. The Yakar, what does Yakar refer to? Elu Tfilin.
I skipped a line.
Ki Omer, Ner Mitzvah, V'Torah, Or. Right? Because Torah is referred to as light. Simcha, Ze Yom Tov. V'cheinu Omer, V'samachta, B'chagecha. Simcha refers to Yontif. Sason, that refers to Mila. As we say, Adam Mila, V'cheinu Omer, Sas, Anochi, Am, Imro, Secha. The Yakar, what does the Yakar refer to? Elu Tfilin. V'cheinu Omer, V'rohu Ko'amei Ha'aretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. everybody will see that the Shem Hashem is called upon you, v'yoru mimeko, and they'll be fearful of you. V'tami v'lezer agadol, elu tefillin shebarosh. That refers to tefillin shebarosh. Okay. Now we're up to the part of the Megillah of the 10 sons of Haman. Mm-hmm. The S Parshan Dosa. Right? Okay. So, so Parshan Dosa, so I asked, here we have the Aseres B'nei Haman. See, we have a little visual, right? So it starts with the words, Chamesh Me'os Ish, V'es Parshandasa, V'es Dalfo, V'es Aspasa, V'es Parasa, okay? And it goes all the way, Aseres B'nei Haman. So the Gemara is going to make a number of comments about this, but notice how it is formed in the actual Megillah. Different than the rest of the words, right? So, okay, so what does the Megillah say? So what does the Gemara say? So first of all, the Es Pashandasa, Aseres B'nei Haman. The Aseres B'nei Haman, Amar Avada, Dimin Yafo, from Yafo, Aseres B'nei Haman, Va'aseres, Tzarech L'mamrenu B'neshima Achas. You have to say this all in one breath. Okay? My timer, what's the reason? Kulu Bahade Adodi Nafku Nishmasayu. Because they all died at one time. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, Vav Divaizasa, the Vav of Vaizasa, Tzarech L'memsecha B'zekifa. You have to make it a little longer. Kemudario de Libros, like the pole that they would use on boats to push away from the shore. My time, what's the reason? Kulon, all of them, Kulu Bechad Zekifa Az Tkifu. They all were on one pole. So, Amar Rab Chanina Bar Papa, Darash of Shila, Ish Kfar Tamrasa. That what? One more halacha. So first of all, let's go to Kulam Beneshima Achas. So first of all, the word Vaizasa, so if you look at this Megillah, the Vav is a little bit, right? Vav is a little bit bigger. That's a whole discussion. This is Machlokes Rishon, if we paskin like this Gemara. The question is about this reading Beneshima Achas, right? Reading with one breath. So first of all, so is this L'charchila or B'diavit? So the Ramah seems to say that this is L'charchila. That if for some reason you can't make it, then, you know, it's not the end of the world. Yitz, where do you start? Where do you take the breath? Where do you take the breath?
Right before Chamesh
Me'os. Oh, so that's also. So that's a machlokes also. Oh. Takes the breath before Chamesh Me'os Ish. The Gemara says you read the 10 sons of Haman in one breath. So why are you including these 500 people? So some people say start it after the Chamesh Me'os Ish. And where do you end it? Aseres b'nei Haman. That also, that last phrase, Aseres b'nei Haman, is also an add-on, right? Because that's also not what the Gemara says. The Gemara just says the 10 sons of Haman. So some people can say, just stick to what the Gemara says, because it's hard enough to do this. And if it's, and we want to do it l'chachila, and according to some, you know, maybe even b'dievet. But there's another issue as well. So the other issue is that some have the minig, or we have the minig, for the tzibur to read it before the chazan. Right? Before the chazan. Why do we do that? Why do we read it before the chazan?
The other words.
Oh, so one reason is, so yes, why don't you read it for us?
Really?
Yeah, lay it for us.
Take a breath.
Oh, man.
How you Chamesh Me'os Ish Veis Parshan Dasa Veis Dal Veis Aspasa Veis Adal Parasa Veis Adal Yaveis Aridasa Veis Parmasha Veis Arisa Veis Arida Veis Vayizasa Aseres B'nei Haman.
Okay, that was a good job. So some people who are not as talented as Yitz, or Yitz on an off day, which he never has. Some people are not as talented as Yitz. So first of all, they could skip a word, or they could swallow a word. Right? But the Beis Halevi says there's a different reason. Beis Halevi says we know that there's a principle called Shomea Ka'ona, which means, right, when the rabbi, please wait for the rabbi to make Kiddush before partaking of the food, right? The rabbi gets down and finally gets the green light from the wife, from Eli Gorelick, and from Shlomi, in terms of the location. And the rabbi gets up and he makes kiddush. And the rabbi makes this one kiddush and everybody's yotzei kiddush. Why? Shamea ka'oneh. It's as if all of you said what I said. Right? Halavai, that would be true when I gave the speech. Shamea ka'oneh. So what happens? Shamea ka'oneh. So the Beis Halevi says, Shamea ka'oneh works for text. It works for the actual text. It doesn't work if there is a dimension of the mitzvah that is another layer than just reading the text. So for example, like Birchas Kohanim, right? Has other dinim than just, so Shamea Ka'one might not work. So he wants to say that Nishima Achas, you know, maybe you could be motzi me in the reading of the Megillah Yitz, but just because you're taking a breath doesn't mean I'm taking a breath, right? So maybe you're not motzi me b'Nishima Achas. So that's the Beis HaLevi's Chiddush. It's a big Chiddush. And therefore, that's why everyone has to read it. That's tough because everyone has to read it, and everyone has to read it, but Ishima Achas, right? We're not as all familiar with these names as Yitzes, so that's a little hard, and we're at the end, and we're fasting, and we're tired, and, you know, there isn't a Haman recently, so we're bored, right? So there's, you know, so therefore we would do it also. Other poskim say that, nah, that's not, they disagree with the Beis HaLevi. They say that the minig to do it is to make sure that everyone reads them. Forget the Nishima Achas, because we could miss a word by you doing it. And that's why the poskim narrow it, if you think the Baal Kore can't do it. Or if you're doing it yourself and you want to read the Nishima Achas, just read the sums and don't add on at the beginning, at the end. Or the other reason some say, and others say there's no mitzvah of Nishima Achas on the Tzibur at all, because it's not an additional part of the Kriya. As the Gemara said, it's symbolic. It's just to sort of say that, you know, like we stand for Kriyas HaTorah to recreate Mamad Har Sinai, right? Some things we do that are just symbolic. So it's symbolic. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say this is a din in the Kriyas HaMegillah. It's showing up in an Agadata in the first parak. It's not showing up in HaKorei HaMegillah in the second parak, where all the din and Kriyas HaMegillah showing up is a nice idea that, you know, we read in the Shema Agas because they were all killed at one time. So, okay, that's the din. So then the Gemara says, one more din. Rav Shilo Amar Kfar Tamarasa, Kol Ashuros, Kula Nichtavos Areyach Al Gabi Levena, Kol Ashiros. Anytime we write a Shira in Tanakh, like when we're going to read Oz Yashir, this Shabbos, if you look in the Torah, you will see it is half bricks on full bricks, right? Which means it's like spaced out in that kind of way. V'leveda al gabe areya. Chutz mishira zu, except for this Shira, Malchut Kanan, and the Shira of the defeat of Malchut Kanan. Sha'ariach al gabe areya, levena al gabe levena. Where it's not half on top of full, but it's each one on top of the other. And that's what you see over here, where it's one set of bricks and then another set of bricks. Why? My time is shalote tekum l'palosam, because we don't want them to ever get up from falling down. So we don't leave them any space whatsoever to move. It's a big, big pile. So then the Melech says to Esther Amalka, Shishana Bira, he's telling her about the killing of the Jews, the killing of the people in Shushan. He was about to criticize the Jewish people, and a malach came and hit his mouth. And when she comes before the melech, so what happened? Right? Through this sefer. So, ima sefer, omar. It should say, Amra Mibayale, should say, she said, with this Sefer. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amra Lo, Ya Amar Bepem, Ashikosa Besefer. You should say with your mouth what it says in the Sefer. Now, we're going to see the din, that you have to articulate the Megillah. You can't read it by heart. It has to be actually in front of you. That's what Rashi says. Shetiyeh Megillah Ksuva Lifneyem Vishas Kriya. Divrei Shalom V'Emes. These are words of Shalom and Emes. So, right, it says by Yishlach Svarim of Kol Yehudim al Shva veEsrim uMeir Medina Machutz Achashverosh Divrei Shalom beEmes Amar Rav Tanchum veAmri Lo Amar Rav Asi Melamed. This teaches us Shetzricha Sirtut Kamisa Shel Torah, that the Megillah needs Sirtut. What's Sirtut? So if you look at the Megillah, if you look at the Sefer Torah, you'll see there are etchings. You see those etchings? That's not just for the sofer to keep it straight. That's an actual halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. If for some reason you had a sofer that was so talented they could draw on their own, they didn't need any sirtut, that's a din, right? So the Megillah also requires sirtut. Kamita shel Torah. Umamer Esther kayem, mamer Esther in Divrei Atzomos lo. So it says umamer Esther kayem, that the words of Esther were mekuyam to establish Purim. So it sounds like that's only on these words of Esther and not on the Divrei Tzomos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no, Divrei Tzomos umamer Esther kayem and simea Purim eila. Everything was included in the Takana of Purim. Ki Mordechai Yehudi mishne l'melech Achashverosh. Mordechai Yehudi was the second to Melech Achashverosh. V'gadol Yehudim, and he was a great in the Jews. V'ratzoi l'rov echav, and he was loved or he was wanted by most of his people. L'rov echav v'lo l'chol echav. For most of them, but not for all of them. Melamed Shapir Shamimenu Mixa Sanhedrin. So we see from here that Mixa Sanhedrin moved away from him. Rashi says, why? Lefisha Bato Medivrei Torah V'Nichnas L'Srara. Because Mordechai, who is this massive Talmud Chacham, this great Rosh Hashiva, this Gadol B'Torah, what did he do? He left the world of learning to go into politics, right? Mm-hmm. After learning to go into politics, I think we spoke about this Gemara a few weeks ago. Different interpretations of what it was that people did not like about what Mordechai did. Some say it had to do with that he did not use his position in their mind to help the Jews enough. Some say it's because he might have instigated this whole thing by being obstinate with Haman. So there are different reasons, but the main lesson here is that nobody can please everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, the Gedolim in the past, we used to have one Gadol that everybody held of, right? And everybody held of Rav Moshe. There was no, you know, I could show you a sefer that I have called the Mane Le'igros of somebody, a Rav, who published Tshuvas against Rav Moshe. It calls him a Machtias, a Rabbim, and, a, you know, terrible things about him. Horrible things, and not only that, but he went to Rav Moshe's publisher, and he got the graphic artist guy to publish his sefer with the exact same type font and layout as the Igros Moshe. So when you look at it, it looks exactly like a page of the Igros Moshe. Exactly like a page of the Igros Moshe. And the story goes that the publisher obviously went to Rav Moshe and said, what do I do with this? And he said, are you going to get Parnassa from it? And the guy said, yes, I'll publish a sefer, you know? So I think the word is that, you know, sometimes when people do something extreme, if you try to temper them, then they become more accepted. If you let them, right, this is always my mahalach, right? Not with anyone in this room, right? This is always my mahalach. If you let them be extreme, if you let them be over the top, so then everybody realizes they're crazy, you know? So that's, so, but anyway. So, but not everybody thinks that, you know, there's always somebody that could be, no, even Mordechai. Mordechai who saved the whole Jewish people, right? Yeah, even Mordechai, the leader. Not everybody, nobody's accepted by everyone. That's just the way it goes. Amar Rav Yosef, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yosef Matzal Snefashos. Talmud Torah is even greater than joining Atzala. The Mikara, because before, Chashiv Leil Mordechai, Mordechai was Chashiv Basar Dalit. After he was fourth in line in Chashivas, Lebasov, Basar Chamisha. And after he saved the Jewish people, he was only fifth. Mikara Ksiv, in the beginning it says, these are psukim in Ezra, right? In the beginning it says, Asher Bo, Imzuru Bavel, Yeshua, Nechemia, Saraya, Re'eloya, Mordechai, Bilshon, right? Bilshon. So he's number four. Ulubasov, Ksev Aboim im Zerubbabel, later, when they come back with Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nechemia, Ezra, Azariah, Ramaya, Nachamani, Mordechai. Right? Bilshon. So now he's later in the list. So Amar Rav, Yitem Rav Shmuel Bar Marsa, Gadol Talmud Torah, Yoser, Imim Ibinyam Beis Hamikdash, Shekolzman, Shebaruch Ben Neriah, Kayam, Loinichu Ezra. As long as Baruch ben Nerya was alive, lo inichu Ezra be'Allah, right? It didn't go with Ezra in the days of Koresh. Okay, we'll get to this. I think we'll come to this next time. Okay, very good. Shkoyach, everyone.
Shkoyach.
I heard that there's a significance to the, there's other